Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing the world, change your life, and change the way you view this great universe of ours. And today, we're going to delve into some of the calls that I get, questions that I get via email, and also on our number. You can call, and perhaps you can be heard on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. So if you want to get on Science Fantastic and perhaps have your questions heard on over 100 radio stations that carry the show, plus the internet, then give us a call. Leave your name, call later to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and that's it. Maybe your voice will be heard on national radio. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the website. And you can find out more about my work. First of all, I have about 5 million fans on Facebook. And in addition to that, I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about what I do for a living. I'm a professor of physics. I get my paycheck working on something called string theory, which we think, but cannot yet prove, is the fabled theory of everything. An equation that would unify all the physical laws of the universe into an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long. The God Equation. Well, anyway, once again, you can get on Science Fantastic and have your thoughts heard. The number to call, once again, is 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's move on and take our first listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. Thank you for your great show. I've admired your work for a long time. My name is Jay from listening on WNDB in Daytona Beach Shores, Florida. And I had a question on the solar sails you've talked about in the past. And I was wondering if anyone has done any calculations or testing or anything to figure out what velocities they could attain as they're leaving their solar system with a large solar sail opened up. And I had another question. You talked a couple times about the recent solar flare, thank goodness a near miss, and that one, we don't hear anything on the news, and I was just wondering why we put all this money into a satellite. It's not your fault, but I thought maybe you would know why they're not letting us know, because I was going to do some simple things that you might laugh at, but it might be enough to help out, is like put my cell phone in the microwave oven, and I put my laptop computer in the regular oven, and of course leave them both off. But I was just wondering if there's some reason why we're not being notified till way after the fact. And thank you very much, and I hope you keep up the good work, because I do appreciate your shows. Bye now.
Okay, well, let's just jump right into your question. First of all, a solar sail. Yes, they are possible. A sail that actually uses the wind of the sun, not the wind on the earth, but energies in the form of a plasma that are emitted from the sun plus sunlight. Sunlight itself has a pressure. You take Planck's constant, multiply by the frequency, divide by the speed of light, And that is the momentum that light beams have. And so the Japanese actually sent a probe to Venus using a solar sail. So yes, within the solar system, it is possible to use a solar sail and ride on the energy that comes from the sun. Now, to use a solar flare to go to extra solar planets, that's also possible, but they have to be very large and they have to be boosted. So, for example, the late Stephen Hawking liked the idea of having a postage stamp starship, a starship the size of a postage stamp, boosted to 20% the speed of light with a battery of lasers placed on the Earth and perhaps on the Moon. So this is something that is well within the laws of physics. Boosting a parachute containing a microchip, which is your spaceship, and accelerating it to 20% the speed of light, and it would reach Alpha Centauri. It would reach Alpha Centauri in roughly 20 years' time. This is a doable technology. So the first starship may not be the Enterprise of Captain Kirk. The first starship may actually be a postage-size starship, chock full of sensors, computer wizardry, and all sorts of hardware, all on a postage stamp sent to nearly 20% the speed of light. However, some people want to create a huge solar sail that would take the Enterprise up to near the speed of light. That, of course, would require a technological infrastructure centuries into the future. So we're not talking about a postage stamp anymore. We're talking about a Enterprise-class starship boosted to near the speed of light using light beams as the energy source. That, unfortunately, is still centuries into the future. But once again, inside the solar system, solar sails are already being used. Outside the solar system, perhaps a postage stamp starship can be accelerated to 20% the speed of light. But to have a solar flare that can really shoot a starship with passengers and all sorts of hardware into the speed of light, that's centuries into the future. Okay, well, let's move on. And, oh, also, you mentioned the question of how dangerous are these solar flares. Well, we recently had a solar flare. It actually knocked out 40 out of 49 mini-satellites that Elon Musk wanted to send into orbit. Elon Musk wants to eventually send thousands of these mini-satellites into orbit to create an internet, a planetary internet, so that anyone on the planet Earth, whether you're on the polar ice caps or wherever, can turn on your cell phone and communicate on the web. But there was a solar flare. It knocked out 40 out of 49 satellites. This is the largest disruption in telecommunication in the history of space travel. And it just happened recently. And then your question was, well, why weren't the media alerted to this fact? Isn't it dangerous? Well, yes and no. The solar flare that knocked out these satellites was actually a rather small solar flare, but the satellites were in very low Earth orbit. As a consequence, they were vulnerable, exceptionally vulnerable to this solar flare. That's why it didn't make big headlines, because it wasn't a giant solar flare that could knock out telecommunications, the internet, cell phone activity, and all that. It wasn't on that size. It was a smaller solar flare. But because of the orbit of these mini satellites, they were vulnerable to a relatively minor solar flare that knocked out 40 out of 49. Now, a big one, of course, would be catastrophic. At that point, we're talking about a solar flare that could knock out power stations, knock out the entire internet, damage the International Space Station. That could happen. I'll say a few words about the Carrington event of 1859, the mother of all solar flares. Well, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is there at 612-564-8135. So this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Give us a call.
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to have your voice heard on 100 radio stations and the internet, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. Well, in the previous call, we had a call about giant solar flares and should you put your cell phone inside a microwave oven. Well, let's break it down. First of all, giant solar flares, the kind that could wipe out communications on the Earth, happened rarely, but it did happen in 1859 at the beginning of the electric age. If you look at newspaper reports from 1859, you realize that the Aurora Borealis outshined the moon. That's right, it was brighter than the moon. The Aurora Borealis, the northern lights, were seen as far south as Cuba, Mexico, Texas. That's how far down the Aurora Borealis was felt. Seen, and also telecommunications in the form of telegraph wires caught on fire. So it was a catastrophic event for 1859. If that were to happen today, it would wipe out our electric grid. It would paralyze our satellites. It would doom the internet. And you would have food riots because powers would go out. Power stations would go short circuit. Your freezer would stop. You wouldn't have any electricity anymore in your house. You'd be thrown back 150 years into the past, into the land of your great-grandparents. That's how ferocious a solar flare can be. In that case, you may want to put your cell phone inside the microwave oven. Your microwave oven is what's called a Faraday cage. It is a piece of metal that encapsulates an object and keeps electric fields from escaping. So in other words, yes, a Faraday cage would help you to preserve your cell phone. But the main thing is that scientists actually went to Congress and asked for a few million dollars in order to reinforce power stations, create redundancies, reinforce satellites, and make it possible for our astronauts to be warned ahead of time about a giant solar flare. The reaction of the Congress was the giggle factor. They simply giggled at these physicists and they said, "What? The sun? The sun having a temper tantrum? Give me a break." Well, it happened in 1859. Okay, well, let's move on and let's take the next listener phone call.
This is Tom Evans calling. The radio station is WGVA from Geneva, New York. And I have a question about how a sun is formed. How can there be large suns and small suns? It seems that they would start their fusion, if that's the right word, when they get to a certain size. I'm just wondering how some get so big when others, like our sun, is a medium size. And it started when it was smaller. Thank you, and I enjoy your program.
Okay, well, you ask an interesting question. The question is, how does our sun stack up against all the other stars in the heavens, and why are they so different? Well, actually, our sun is medium to small compared to a lot of the other stars in the Milky Way galaxy. And why is that? Well, we think that originally from the Big Bang, gas was hurled out in all directions, and the gas began to clump because of gravity, and that became the galaxies that we see in the heavens. But hydrogen gas, even in the galaxies, began to clump, and that formed stars. Now, our sun was originally about one light year across, okay? About one light year across. It was pretty big. It was a large ball of hydrogen gas left over from the Big Bang that clumped in a ball about one light year across. However, because of gravity, this ball of hydrogen gas began to compress, and as it compressed, it speeded up because of the conservation of angular momentum. Just like a skater brings in his or her arms, they speed up and spin faster and faster on the ice. And so then the sun began to condense into its present size, but you can see the remnants of the protostar. You can see the orbits of all the planets out to Neptune and Pluto and beyond. You can see that they all form a disk called the ecliptic plane, and that's the remnant of the original protostar, which extended perhaps about to a light year across. Now, as I said, our sun is a rather small star. Black holes, for example, form from stars that are maybe 50 to 100 times more massive than our sun. So our sun is rather typical, but it's on the small side, and most of the stars we actually can detect in the night sky are red dwarf stars, and they are much smaller than our sun. So why do we have different sized suns? Because we had different clumping that took place when the universe expanded after the Big Bang. Okay, well, let's move right along and take the next listener phone call.
My name is J-Bo. I don't have a radio station, but I'm calling from Cocoa, Florida. My question is, if our weight increases the closer an object gets to the center of any celestial body, then suppose we pass through the center where our weight would then be zero, and then passing through to the other side, immediately we would become the heaviest on that celestial body, and thereafter lose weight as we move away from the center. Then how is it possible that the same force is being placed upon us in space with no physical surface mass around us. Which leads me to my next question. If the facts that we know of gravity are that it pulls, it's unseen, and the distance between two objects decreases with distance, or the weight decreases with distance, and these facts are just a few of the same properties of magnetism, then is it possible that in space, masses are being acted upon by not gravity, but magnetism or electromagnetism, by the super electromagnetic or magnetic forces of the celestial bodies around us, by the very protons and electrons that make up all masses? Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask some interesting questions that actually were asked by Isaac Newton himself about the nature of gravity. Isaac Newton realized that gravity gets smaller the farther away you get from the Earth, but then he asked exactly the same question that you just asked. What happens if you were to drill inside the Earth? What would the gravitational field be inside the Earth? Well, Newton's laws of gravity apply for point particles. Point particles separated by a distance. So if you separate these point particles, gravity becomes lower, as you pointed out. However, if you are inside a massive planet, then what is the gravitational field? Believe it or not, it took Isaac Newton about 20 years to solve that problem. You see, when Isaac Newton was about 26 years of age, the famous apple fell on his head, and he came up with calculus and the law of gravity. But one of the reasons why he didn't publish that work, that seminal work on calculus, is because he was stumped by that very same problem. What is the gravitational field inside the Earth? It took him 20 years because, first of all, he invented first-year calculus when he was 26 years old. It took him another 20 more years to invent second-year calculus. In second and third-year calculus, you get surface integrals and volume integrals. That's what he had to invent. Well, of course, Isaac Newton, being Isaac Newton, calculated that too. And he was able to calculate the gravitational field inside the Earth. Okay? And you're right. As you get closer to the center of the Earth, the gravitational field gets smaller and smaller. So that if you were dead center in the center of the Earth, then there would be no gravitational field at all. And it was Isaac Newton who finally calculated the whole process by inventing second and third year calculus, in which case you learn something called surface integrals and volume integrals. And then the next question you ask is, why not magnetism? Well, magnetism at first seems to obey similar laws to gravity, except they are quite different. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with discussion of magnetism, gravity, and the universe. You're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask a question is 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. does not see conflict with Iran, but will strike forcefully to protect our people. Speaking from Canada during a visit with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Biden laid out the response after a suspected Iranian drone hit a U.S. installation in Syria, killing a U.S. contractor and injuring six other Americans.
U.S. military forces carried out a series of airstrikes in Syria, targeting those responsible for attacking our personnel.
The president said the U.S. will continue to counter terrorist threats in the region. The U.S. and Canada are expanding an agreement to reroute asylum seekers who cross their borders illegally. The deal will allow Canada Canada to turn away migrants from unofficial crossing points. In return, Canada will welcome an additional 15,000 Central American migrants over the next year, taking some of the burden off the U.S. Wall Street closing higher despite banking sector concerns. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Science Fantastic.
To Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This is your chance to give us a call and get on the air yourself. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, we had a question coming in, and that is that, well, gravity seems to rule the galaxy and the universe, but what about magnetism? I mean, can't magnetism do the same thing? And the answer is no, for some very important reasons. First of all, gravity is monopolar. That is, you have one Earth that has a gravitational field, and it is symmetrical. It is spherical. However, magnetism does not have a single pole. There's no such thing as a magnetic monopole that we've seen in Mother Nature. Magnetism is bipolar. In other words, there's a North Pole and a South Pole. Well, you may say to yourself, what happens if I crush it? What happens if I take a bar magnet and break it apart? Then I must have a monopole of a North Pole and a monopole of a South Pole. Nope. When you smash a bar magnet, what do you get? You get two small bar magnets. So you have two North Poles and two South Poles arranged in two bars. And if you keep on smashing the magnet, you never get a monopole. You always get fragments of a dipole. That's one difference. And the other difference is, of course, that magnetism is much greater in power and intensity than gravity, much stronger. But magnetism and electricity pretty much cancel out. That is, the sum total of all the north poles and south poles, electric charges and negative charges, add up to zero. That's right. The total charge of the universe is zero. All the plus charges cancel with the negative charges. We never see any monopoles. And so that's the other reason why we don't think that electricity and magnetism rule the universe. Now, of course, when you talk about plasma, that is ionized gas in the sun, magnetism is very prominent with regards to plasmas. But again, the total number of positive charges and negative charges cancel. Zero. Same thing with the number of monopoles. Zero. Now, why is that? Well, we don't know. But we think that at the beginning of time, the amount of matter and antimatter, the amount of positive and negative charges, was zero. In other words, in some sense, the universe came out of nothing. What was the original charge of the universe? Zero. What was the original parameters of the universe? For example, matter and energy. Well, we think that was also zero. What was the net spin of the universe? The net spin seems to also be zero. All the spins of the galaxies you see add up to zero. And why is that? Well, we can't prove it. But we think that that means that the universe started off as nothing. It was a quantum fluctuation in nothing, which gave us a singularity, which gave us the Big Bang. And so, again, gravity rules the universe. But magnetism is stronger. Magnetism should rule the universe, but the total number of electric charges, positive charges, monopoles, all sum up to zero. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Alan, and it's from WHMH in St. Cloud. I was wondering, are we ever going to send any orbiters to Neptune or Uranus? Thank you. Bye.
Well, at the present time, the answer is probably no. We had the Voyager spacecraft that gave us gorgeous photographs of the outer planets. But since then, most of the interest has been focused on Mars. And so as a consequence, there's been very little activity with regards to Neptune. However, when we talk about the outer planets, Europa has caused a certain amount of excitement. Europa is the moon of Jupiter, and it may even have a liquid ocean. Who knows? Maybe even aquatic creatures underneath the ice cover of Europa. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. This is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and give us a call and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts could be heard on national radio and the internet. So give us a call. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Daniel here, listening on KFQD Anchorage, and the city I'm in is Chevak, C-H-E-V-A-K, Alaska. Anyways, my question was, what is your take on the solar minimum that's going on, the grand solar minimum? I hear the sunspots were kind of low in activity than normal, and I know it is like the 1600s low grand solar minimum, and that's when they had the so-called mini ice age. Anyways, that's my question.
Okay, well, you ask a rather embarrassing question, because even though the sun, well, you see it every day, you just go outside, you can take a look at the sun, we actually don't know a lot of aspects about the sun. First of all, we have the solar cycle, this 11-year solar cycle, and why is that? Why do we have this massive eruption taking place every 11 years? Well, think of winding a clock with a mainspring. You know, these old-fashioned clocks you had to wind up. If you wind up the mainspring of a clock too much, then bang, it comes apart. Okay? Same thing with the magnetic field. The magnetic field lines of the sun look like lines coming out of the North Pole and then going into the South Pole of the Sun. But as the Sun rotates, it's like winding up the threads on this mainspring of a clock. And after 11 years, it's wound up so tight that it has to spring out and it flips. The North Pole becomes a South Pole. The South Pole becomes a North Pole. Amazing. Every 11 years, the poles of the sun flip, with the North Pole becoming the South Pole becoming the North Pole, and that releases energy. There's a burst of energy that comes out of the sun, and that's what we call the 11-year solar cycle. Now, we have to be careful about that solar cycle, because sometimes monster solar flares come out. Most of the times, they miss. They miss the Earth. They come out all the time, these solar flares. But they miss the Earth because the Earth is so tiny. The Earth is so tiny. And if you think about it, the amount of space that surrounds the sun is huge. So by the law of averages, we don't feel the effects of these solar flares, even though every 11 years they come out of the sun. And unfortunately, we don't understand that much about the cycles, the long-term cycles of the sun. For example, the mini ice age you mentioned. Yes, there was a mini ice age, and we think that it was caused by the sun diminishing in sunlight. That's one theory anyway. But we don't know why, because we don't understand the inside of the sun that well. Now, we understand a lot about the life cycle of stars. When we look in the heavens, we see stars in all stages of their formation. Your entire life cycle laid out every night when you look at the night sky. Stars that are being born, stars that will middle age, stars that are dying. We see stars in all phases of their life cycle. But we don't know what happens inside. That, of course, is beyond our capabilities. We have computers that can model the inside of the sun. But it's more complicated because you have so many different equations that take place inside the sun. And so we really don't know the long-term implications of whether or not sunlight has diminished over time. That's something that we don't understand very well. But it's something that's going to be very important. Because, of course, we have to understand global warming. And we have to understand the 11-year solar cycle. Because, well, cross your fingers, every 11 years, the sun has a temper tantrum. And some of these solar flares could hit the Earth and ruin your day. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio and the internet. Give us a call.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. We're answering some of the questions that you get. And let me answer some of the questions that I get personally by email, okay? First of all, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and have your voice heard on national radio, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or just send me an email directly. So let me just answer a few of the emails that I get. One email concerns the coronavirus. It's been 2 long years. People have suffered. Relatives, friends have died. People have lost their jobs. And is the light at the end of the tunnel finally there? Well, nobody knows. Let me say a few things about the evolution of viruses. For example, the Spanish flu virus of 1918 killed more people than World War I. But did it go away? Some scientists say no, that the deadliest outbreak of a pandemic that took place in 1918 is still with us. That's right, the Spanish flu virus is still with us, but it became an endemic rather than setting off a pandemic. And why is that? You see, if you are a virus, you're competing with other viruses, and therefore you want to be as spreadable as possible. You want to be as infectious as possible because you're competing. You're competing with other viruses to attack humans. However, if you become too lethal, well, that's not good because then you kill off the hosts that you need to reproduce. So in other words, if you are a virus, there's an evolutionary pressure to A, become more infectious, because you have to outcompete the other rival viruses. But on the other hand, you cannot be too lethal, because if you're too lethal, then you lose victims and you can't propagate anymore. So there's an evolutionary pressure to become more infectious, but less lethal. And some people think that's where the Omicron virus comes in. The Omicron virus is many times more infectious than the Delta and the Alpha, meaning that very rapidly it became the dominant strain on the planet Earth. But it's not as lethal. In fact, many people say that it's like having a cold. Having a bad cold rather than coming down with a huge fever and dying in the hospital, people say, well, it's like the flu. So in other words, if, and this is a huge if everything goes well, then the Omicron virus could be going the way of the 1918 Spanish flu virus, meaning that is more infectious but less lethal. Well, is that really true or not? Nobody knows, but it's something to think about. Also in the news, the SETI project has been in the news, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. These are the scientists who tune into extraterrestrial signals and conversations between alien civilizations in the Milky Way galaxy. Well, they scan their telescopes from Australia at the center of the Milky Way galaxy, listening for anything that resembles an intelligent signal. They scanned almost 200 stars at the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and they also scanned other areas which contain 1 million stars. And what did they find? Trying to eavesdrop on conversations between alien civilizations, what did they find? Nothing. Sorry about that. There's silence out there. And then that raises the Fermi paradox. The Fermi paradox says that by the law of averages, because the Milky Way galaxy has 100 billion stars, the probability of creating a life form, an intelligent life form, out of these billions and billions of stars is huge. Therefore, there should be maybe a few thousand. a few thousand civilizations in the galaxy that are intelligent. In which case, maybe they use radio. In which case, maybe we can eavesdrop on them. But what do we find? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So why is that? Well, your guess is as good as mine. Some people say that, well, maybe they are out there, but we're simply not that interesting to them. Because if you're walking down a country road and you bump into a squirrel, do you go down to the squirrel and try to talk to it? Well, maybe initially, yeah. But after a while, you get bored because the squirrel doesn't talk back. In fact, the squirrel has nothing interesting to say to you. So you simply move on. Maybe that's the way it is with intelligent civilizations in outer space. We've been brainwashed. We've been brainwashed by Hollywood to thinking that we are so noble, we are so intelligent, that the aliens would want to make contact with us. Well, maybe we're just like squirrels to them, in which case they would simply leave us alone like you leave alone the forest creatures in the forest. However, there are some scientists who say that maybe we should increase the odds by reaching out, not just eavesdropping, but reaching out to make contact with them. This is called the METI Project, and I think that's a very bad idea. Because we don't know their intentions, we don't know what they want, and who knows, maybe they're hostile. Take a look at what happened to Montezuma and the Aztecs when they encountered Cortez many centuries ago. The Aztecs did not realize that Cortez was not a god. That's what they thought. Nope, he was not a god. He was a bloodthirsty pirate searching for gold. But think of what Cortez had. He had steel weapons. The Aztecs only had bronze. Cortez had the horse. Believe it or not, the Aztecs had no horse. He had gunpowder. That's right, Cortez had rifles and gunpowder. The Aztecs just had bows and arrows. So what happened? Well, history happened. So my personal point of view is, maybe it's not a good idea to reach out and make contact with alien civilizations unless we know what they want, unless we know what their level of technology is. Okay, well, once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing world of science. Get a copy of my latest book. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can share your thoughts on the internet and national radio. Give us a call and go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.